Duncan Green, author of From Poverty to Power. We're here in Delhi for the fourth OECD World Forum on Measuring Wellbeing. You're here too. That's obviously something you think is important. Why is that?
Well, in the long term, we've got to find a better way of measuring what matters. And this OECD initiative is looking like one of the most sort of productive, creative ways to get there. I'm really impressed by the number of government statisticians who are here who are actually trying to put this into practice. And a lot of this meeting has been about the nuts and bolts of how you actually measure wellbeing in a credible way.
And you spoke yesterday in a session on inequality. Can you tell us some of the takeaways? What was said in that session?
Yeah, well, I was saying, okay, we're now into this into a kind of number crunchy, sort of quite techie debate on how to measure well-being, and I gave a pitch saying, okay, well, what's beyond that? And that's power, and basically, you know, based on my book From Poverty to Power, which I'm here to plug, but also because Oxfam thinks that redistributing power is the underlying factor behind all the other kinds of redistribution and equity that we seek. Therefore, I was saying, okay, you guys, once you finish working out how to measure well-being, the next thing you've got to measure is power. How does power flow within societies? How does it move within households between women and men? What's a kind of credible, rigorous way of actually measuring the process of getting a fairer distribution of power in society?
And this is the fourth OECD World Forum. The third was held in Busan. We don't know where the next one will be, but can you tell us maybe where things have moved on from last time and where you'd like to see them be next time?
Yeah, I was in Busan, and there it was a project. It was something that was clearly a lot of buy-in. There were a lot of government people there. The difference now is that a lot more governments are actually trying to do it. And I think that's actually also led to more doubt as well. So Angus Deighton yesterday was very critical of people chucking away GDP. So you've now, the big battle that I've felt so far is Deighton saying GDP is actually still probably the best overall measure of the well-being of society, and he's got numbers to prove it. And Stiglitz, who also has numbers to prove it, saying GDP is past its sell-by date, we need something radically different. And that's, so they've actually gone back to the pro and cons of GDP, which in Busan they were talking about other stuff.
Duncan, thank you.
Thank you.